Twisted Circles, Secret Society, Book 2, written by Claire Contreras, narrated by Andy Arndt and Zachary Weber.
Prologue. They were forging a fire between us, as if to make sure we knew our place. It was the first time in my life that I stood still, probably because it was the first time that I truly felt the weight of responsibility resting on my shoulders. My last name carried integrity, honor. It was one of the reasons I was the president of the secret society. When they asked me to do something, I did it. I wasn't compelled by a moral compass that others seemed to have. I only knew facts and calculations, and those were the things I used to ensure I could do whatever I was asked without getting caught. It was what the men before me would have done. I followed a lineage of men who had led and fought in revolutions. Skilled workers who made money long before I was born. Plaques, busts, and photographs adorned my homes growing up, reminders of what I should aspire to be like, of what others who came before me accomplished. Some would say that that in itself was a responsibility, the knowledge that not meeting certain requirements by a certain age meant failure. It was the sum of all of those things that drove me to try harder, to be better, to push myself to beat my twin in all things academia, since my brother had beat me in contact sports and other things. But as I stood there, my gaze on the licks of the flame, I realized I didn't know a thing about responsibility. And worse, I didn't want it. If being responsible for someone was going to make me feel this helpless, I'd rather not have it, because as she stepped toward the fire and stood still on the other side of it, my heart leapt into my throat. I knew that there were only two things I could do, and both ensured the same outcome. We were all doomed.
Chapter 1. They say we're all cut from the same cloth, that if we examine the photographs that depict our lives, tilt them a certain way, maybe squint hard enough, we can see how similar we all are. People love to analyze every fiber of a person's existence in an effort to understand them better, as if breaking down our stories and magnifying the faults in their paths will bring us answers as to why we end up the way we do. Maybe they're on to something. Maybe others should be held accountable for our truths, our faults, and our actions. The problem is, when the things we do don't add up to the person they would like us to be, they stake us. I was told that my life started in a prison cell, so it should come as no
sample complete. Ready to continue?